Now, man, you are freaking out here,
bro. I know. Wow.
You are freaking right out.
So,
it'll be okay.
I know. I'm excited for it.
We're seasoned professionals.
Now, tomorrow, as we've been saying, there's a great show right here.
Another amazing show.
Another one right here at the Starlight in Waterloo. Pick a Piper's playing. And you just took a call from them moments ago during the previous set where we were going to have a phone interview. We were going to get the phones ready going. But screw it. You know what? They're just going to come in and talk to us right here on the live airwaves.
That is right.
Woo! So, I'm going to go back before they get here. Because once they get here, we're going to want to talk about the new album.
Yes.
That's coming out.
Yes.
And the show tomorrow. So before they get here, I want to get into an old track. One of my favorite old tracks of theirs.
Which is featured on episode two?
Three.
Is it three?
Yeah. Right at the end.
On the last episode, which we released last week, of The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
That's right.
We should... Oh, we got to ask them about that.
Yeah, okay. So this one is off of their 2009 Pick a Piper EP. And they've released a bunch of EPs up until this point. This is the first full album. So this is off the 2009 EP. There is also the Halliman Progress single. And then they've released a couple singles off of this disc here.
Yes.
So we'll get to those coming up. But to start, I want to go back. And as you were saying, this one's off of The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. I'm going to get right into it. Here is Yellowknife, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! right, there you have it. Some Pick a Piper with their song Bechtel Park right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
That now, is right.
Now, both of those songs were off of their 2009 Pick a Piper EP. The one before that you heard was Yellowknife. And, a couple older tracks that they recorded before Brad Weber went and played a whole bunch of shows with Caribou.
Right.
And now they've recorded this new album, and they're starting this big tour coming up.
That's right.
So,
doing an all-Ontario tour.
That's right. Now, the first show tomorrow is at the Starlight.
They're kicking it off in Waterloo.
That's
at
right.
The Starlight.
We're leading all this up to something that we'll ask later. But tickets are $5 to get into the show. But people can win themselves tickets right now by going to www.monoamonoradio.com. Fill out the little contact form right there. Say that you want tickets to the Pick a Piper concert. And if you're one of the first emailers, we'll message you back and tell you how you can get those tickets.
Just like those people who messaged us 2 weeks ago about the dancing prizes.
You still haven't emailed them back?
No.
Well, just think. So if...
because I don't get the emails directly to
but
me.
But I forward them to me. All right, so I'm going to take care of these emails and send them right back tonight.
You are. You're going to do it tonight?
Well, the show's tomorrow.
Oh, right!
Okay, by...
way to take care of business.
By tomorrow at noon, the latest.
By the end of the business day tomorrow.
Yeah, you will know if you've got the free tickets or whether you got to pay the $5. But even still, $5 to see a damn amazing band.
I don't know if you were listening with your ears on those last two tracks, but they are awesome. And I don't if those two songs don't pump you up, I don't know what will.
Friggin' the drumming.
And you're dead.
Man, I know. Well, okay, that was some old Pick a Piper.
Let's play some new stuff.
Okay, we're going to get into a new track here. This was the first one that was released from this album. It's called All Her Colors. And you know what? When I saw it was released and everything, I thought that was what the album... because there was the All Her Colors single, I guess, up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was going to be the album name. But no, it's the self-titled, the debut full-length album right here. Unbelievable.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to get into it here. This is All Her Colors right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! right, we're back here on the Mono A Mono Show with some, and what you just heard was some Pick a Piper with a couple tracks off their brand new EP that comes out today, so you can go and pick it up. We were just checking out their, you can pick it up on their Bandcamp page tomorrow in Waterloo to kick off their big tour. You can pick it up at the Starlight. What you just heard was the first single off that one, All Her Colors, and then another song that was on their SoundCloud that also appears on this album, which is actually the first track on the album, Lucid in Fjords.
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 The, Fjords.
The J makes an I sound?
Yeah, it's a Icelandic term, I want to say.
Ah, okay.
Fjords? I don't know.
Well, and
I may be way off, but usually with my geography and my linguistics, I'm usually bang on.
You're usually beating me on that, yeah. So, and what's cool is it's got like this atmospheric kind of sound, and I just heard a knocking at the door, I believe.
You did?
Yeah.
Go get it.
Okay, so you got this for
okay.
Minute?
Right now, DJ Steele is leaving the studio. He's what? About to make his way down the stairs. He is introducing himself to the members of Pick a Piper. And he's now speaking to them. So anyways, so that's happening now. And yeah, so we'll speak to those guys in a bit. So why don't we, what's that? Why don't we play Cinders and Dust while we get settled? And then we'll come back with Pick a Piper. Here on the 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
All right, there's some Pick a Piper with their song Cinders and Dust right here on the Mono A Mono Show. And we now have Pick a Piper in the studio with us for a live interview here. I'm welcoming Dan, Brad, and Angus here into the studio.
Hey, guys. Hey, how's it going?
Awesome. That we could have you guys in here. We were all setting up the microphones and or the whatever this thing's called for the for the phone interview.
It's called the phone modulator.
The phone modulator, to set that up and get this going. But it's even better having you guys here in the studio with us today, especially on the release date of your debut full-length album.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys, you're being a drummer and you're overseeing this project and everything, and how does the writing go for, an EP of this where you've got a lot of loops and a whole bunch of things like that where it's not necessarily a verse, chorus, verse type thing? How do you go about putting together these songs?
Lots of the songs, I guess, were slowly written over time, starting with a loop I made on my laptop. When I was often when I was on tour before, I would just be in the back of the tour van working on small ideas and then kind of slow pick the best ones and bring them home and get Dan and Angus to contribute their ideas. And maybe other friends had some ideas too. So we kind of left it a bit open. And then slowly I would just get people to contribute lots and lots of ideas and loops. And then I would kind of mess with them and cut them up and shape them into a track.
You're talking a drum loop or...
I guess I would start off with drums, or it might just be a simple melody, or usually starts with drums, but there could be a few a bass line or a melody involved too.
Cool. So not only... So your style is described kind of like an organic dance music. So not only is the sound organic, but almost the procedure of developing your songs is kind of organic in that you just pass on an idea to someone else and then it kind of just grows from there.
Yeah, it's a nice way to work. Just kind of getting a bunch of friends involved.
We can also do it across distances too. We use file transfers to send stuff to one another. We live in different cities, so we can collaborate across distances, and we get together when we can. We can also work separate as well.
So how often, being that you guys all live in different cities, how often do you get to get together and create and or practice or do whatever?
I guess it depends. If I'm away, or something, then obviously less often. But whenever we're all together in the same province, we try to get together as much as we can and flesh out ideas.
Sweet.
So now tomorrow we've got the first show kind of with the album being released. And how does that idea of with all the loops and putting all that together transfer to a live setting?
We've had many incarnations of the live show, but this one, which we're most excited about, is I play drums, and Dan and Angus both have a small stand-up drum kit at the front of the stage.
Cool.
So percussion and rhythm is a huge part of it, and they have keyboards and samplers, and they have ways to trigger the electronic and the kind of more acoustic sounds, and then manipulate them live to make it seem to make it feel more live and feel like a good performance. Right. They're also affecting and manipulating their vocals as well. And then we all just kind of play drums together at certain points too.
We play synth parts too. Each of us have our own synth parts.
Cool.
As well.
Is that, now, has that changed a lot from, say, the 2009 EP that you guys released? Or similar ideas back then was, it's a lot of synth stuff and loops and things like that with the drums?
Back then we had way more guitar. We had
that's what
guitar,
I was
bass guitar.
Too.
We had it was four of us, but our friend Clint has left to become a daddy, which he just did a week ago. So it's really exciting.
So very recently, congratulations, Clint, from the Mono A Mono Show.
So that's kind of forced us to sort of change the way we did it. And with the sound becoming more electronic, we wanted to find a good midpoint between lots of electronic items and lots of acoustic kind of just live instruments. And we do have a friend playing trombone with us tomorrow as well.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, cool.
Nice. A little bit of everything.
So we were talking about this as the song was playing, but we noticed in the you've got a song, an older song called Bechdel Park. You did that show maybe a month or two ago at the Mongolian Grill, and you're starting your whole tour off in Waterloo. We were saying there's got to be ties here to Waterloo somehow.
But then we were also saying that we might be way off because you've got a song called Yellowknife as well, so who knows.
Yeah.
But we're pretty confident about the whole Waterloo thing.
We're all from Waterloo. We all grew up here, so, you know, we're pretty tied to the city emotionally, too. So, you know, we want people to, like, know that we love the city and we like playing here. So, and as far as, like, the geographical titles and stuff go, that's just that. It was a thing we were doing for a while. We kind of stepped away from it a bit. But, you know, it's fun to use names from different parts of the world. And back in 2009, it was mostly Canadian things, I guess.
But as far as Bechdel Park goes, as I said before, it's an amazing park. So why not name a song after a great park?
There you go. I go there all the time. It is an amazing park. But
what other parks would you recommend?
So tomorrow at the show, I read that this was being released on vinyl.
That's correct.
And that'll be available tomorrow at the show as well? Awesome.
I got a box here ready to go. So
nice. All right, so we're looking forward to that. And you've got a huge tour kind of across Ontario, Quebec, and then other parts of Canada that I don't even know really what province it is. But
speaking of geography, his geography is horrible. And we recently applied to be on The Amazing Race Canada, and that was one of the things we spoke about.
But, so you guys must be pumped for this huge kind of tour that's coming up and getting everything ready for that.
Totally.
We're really excited.
We're, like, stoked to start in our hometown. And then immediately we go to, like, Quebec for the whole weekend and play a whole bunch of shows there.
Cool.
Lots of new places we haven't played before, like Sherbrooke, for instance. And then we're coming back and doing, like, a whole bunch of Ontario shows. And then in June we're heading up to Vancouver and back.
Oh, nice.
And July we're heading up to Nova Scotia to play this festival called the Evolve Festival.
Cool.
Do a few shows around that, so.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. I was seeing all the listings, and I was thinking, man, well, that's probably where it was, Nova Scotia, I didn't know. But anyway.
Some of them haven't been put up yet, I guess. So.
Yeah, it said also more to come on the website, or on your Facebook. So for people who don't know, to get to Pick a Piper's Facebook page, you want to go to facebook.com/... And I believe it's just Pick a Piper, right?
Yep,
Pick a Piper. And also... you've got a Bandcamp page, which is just bandcamp.com/pickapiper again. That's what
there's pickapiper.bandcamp.com.
Pickapiper.bandcamp.
So close.
Okay. They missed the boat on
I guess you can Google all these things.
Yeah, you can Google them and they'll come up. We also have all the music there. Yeah.
So we also have a SoundCloud page, which has three singles and a bunch of DJ mixes that Brad's put together as well.
Oh, cool.
Fun. Nice.
Which was another thing. So on this album, it's got a bunch of guest vocals on various songs. How does that transfer live?
Well, yeah, I guess we were wondering how that would work, but Dan and Angus both are great singers. Unbeknownst to Dan, he is a great singer, and he just recently started singing live for the first time. He hadn't bothered to give it a try before, and he's awesome at it.
Sweet.
So these two guys...
Way to go, Dan.
Thanks. Lots of years practicing in the shower, I guess.
There you go. It pays off.
That's it.
So
clean and with a good voice.
So any
important scrub both those vocal cords, right?
Yeah.
So they take on all the vocal duties live.
Oh,
except for this one song that we've sampled the singer and performed syllables back.
Oh, cool.
So yeah.
That'll be neat. So through, like, somehow... And I have no idea how any of this works, but through computers or synthesizer stuff, it's got him singing.
It's actually the song Once Were Leaves that Raphael Standell Preston sings on from Braids. And we just took, like, individual syllables and put it on different keyboard keys.
Oh, cool.
And Angus performs, like, kind of a different part based on her syllables.
That's sweet.
Wow.
Nice.
That will be neat. So that one's being played tomorrow.
Yeah, you gotta come out for the show to see that one, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so the show is tomorrow night. We're starting to run out of time here on the Mono a Mono show, but the show is tomorrow night at the Starlight. We've got some tickets to give away, so you're going to want to go to www.monoamonoradio.com. Message us that you want those tickets. If you don't get them, $5 to get in, so make your way down to the Starlight tomorrow night. We're going to go out. Now, we've played a whole ton of tracks here.
What do you guys want to hear from the new album?
We've played
Lucid
the first
and
three, and
All Her Colors and Cinders and Dust.
A whole ton of your old stuff. So, what other one?
Once Reliefs, since we were just talking about it.
Sounds good.
Throw it on.
All right.
Thank you, Dan, Angus, and Brad for
coming
in.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks, good luck on your tour, and good luck with the release.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, so here it is. Once Reliefs. Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono!
Thank you.